It's wonderful to be back in Seattle again.
实在是非常美好的一件事情呢，回到西雅图来。
You know, we know that we're in Seattle because it's raining.
我们知道我们到了西雅图，因为在下雨。
Never get confused about that.
你每次来的话，你都不会忘记说这是西雅图。
And it's also it's really encouraging.
这也是一个很让人激动人心的时刻。
That there's so many of us that are 30 and younger.
因为在我们中间有这么多的年轻人是30岁以下的。
That is great encouragement.
这实在是一个很让人激励的鼓舞的事情。
I know there's some here probably over 30.
我们知道我们中间有一些可能已经超过了30岁。
But for us 30 and younger, it's always great to be together.
但是呢，对那些30岁以下的人，我们实在聚集一起是何等的开心快乐。
And we're very encouraged because we know the time this weekend has been bathed in prayer.
我们知道我们是这个周末，我们已经花了很多时间在为这个聚会来祷告。
The Lord has set this time apart.
我们的主已经分别了这段时间要归给他自己。
And so we have an excitement within our hearts of what he's going to do.
在我们的心里面我们实在是很兴奋，因为我们来看我们主在我们中间所做的工作。
And I know there's been a lot of prayer going into this.
我们知道弟兄姊妹们已经花了很多的时间来祷告。
But let's have one other, let's have a further word.
我们再一点祷告。
Lord, we do rejoice to be in your presence.
主，我们在你的同在里面是何等的欢喜快乐。
And Lord, when we do see the fullness of who you are, it brings a shout from our hearts.
我们实在看见你是那位神的时候，我们心里面实在向你来欢呼。
And Lord, it also humbles us.
主啊，在你面前我们要谦卑自己。
So we come on bended knee tonight.
我们来到我们的脖子不大泥。
To behold you in a very fresh way.
我们要来看你，真是来一个非常清楚的、清晰的来看你。
Lord, with all that is going on in this hour.
在这个小时里面所发生的事情。
We find ourselves very cast upon you.
我们发现说我们要匍匐在你面前。
So we want to be those that are down at your feet.
我们要成为在你面前匍匐敬拜的那一位。
Asking you to speak.
我们来请你来说话。
Speak, Lord, thy servants are listening.
主，请说，你仆人静听。
And may you find open hearts.
愿你在我们中间能够找到许多向你敞开的心。
And achieve everything that is upon your heart for this time together.
把你心中所预备的要成就的事情成就在我们中间。
Thy wonderful name we pray. Amen.
我们是在奉你宝贵的名祷告，阿门。
As most of you know, this weekend we'll be considering the book of Habakkuk.
弟兄姊妹们都知道说，这个周末我们来分享哈巴谷书。
And why do we consider this small little prophet?
我们为什么要来分享这个一个很短的一个先知书呢？
Some maybe even had trouble finding it the first time.
有些弟兄姊妹来第一次来翻这本书的时候，可能还不容易找到。
But as we consider this little prophet, we see how relevant he is for the days we're in.
但是我们来看这个小先知书的时候，我们发现说他的信息和这个时代是何等的有关联。
There are many similarities between his time and our time.
在他那个时代跟我们现在这个时代有很多相似的地方。
And we find this dear little prophet very relevant to encourage us in this hour.
我们发现说这位亲爱的这个哈巴谷的先知，他所说的话对我们现在这个时代也有很大的激励。
Because in the days we're living in, days he was living in, there was a great intensity of evil going on.
因为在先知哈巴谷所生活那个时代，有很多的这个邪恶的事情发生。
The people of God were not where they should be.
神的百姓也不像神的百姓。
They were in a weakened condition.
他们在很软弱的光景里面。
They were falling away.
他们偏离了神。
And God, in His great love and mercy, sent this dear one to them.
神在他的爱和怜悯中把这位先知送到百姓中间。
And as we look around the world today,
当我们看我们周遭的环境的时候
，we see evil intensifying.
我们看见说邪恶越来越猖狂。
And sadly, we see God's people, we're not where we should be.
我们很难过的看见说我们的神的百姓也不像神的百姓。
We at times feel like we're in a weakened condition.
很多时候我们发现说我们自己很软弱。
And God is wanting us to be strengthened in Him to be the testimony He's called us to be.
但神要我们在靠着他能够刚强，靠着他能够成为神的见证。
Also in the days of Habakkuk,
也在我们先知哈巴谷的时代
there were a lot of uncertainties.
有很多的不确定的事情。
And a lot of shaking going on.
有很多的震动在发生。
And we see in the days we're living in too, there's so many uncertainties.
如果我们看我们现在的时代的话，我们也发现有很多不确定的事情在发生在我们中间。
Everything is being shaken.
我们说到的一切的环境都在震动之中。
Whether you're talking about within the church or within the world.
是在我们教会里面或者整个世界上面。
There's a great shaking going on.
都有一个很大的震动在发生。
But we're thankful that we know that our God is upon the throne.
我们感谢主，因为我们知道我们的神是在宝座上面。
And really behind all of this shaking,
在所有一切的震动的后面，
it is His hand of love that is doing the shaking. His hand is shaking so that the things that are not of him will fall away. That there will be a clear testimony of what is of him. Because our God is jealous. Now, jealous is a neutral word. Sometimes we think if you're jealous, that's a negative thing. But our God is a jealous God. He's jealous for His glory, for His honor to come forth. He's jealous for His name to have a preeminence among His people. And as He looks upon His people today, He sees that we are in a time of mixture. And there's not a clarity that He desires. So He's calling us back to Himself. God, when He moves, always has one thing in view. And it's bringing us back to Him and Himself alone. Bringing us back to the simplicity that we find in Christ. We can make things so complicated. But we will see that when God moves, there is a simplicity there. Man loves to complicate things. And we can even think that, oh, if something's complicated, that makes it better. But the Lord brings us back to a simplicity of living in Christ and Christ alone. This is what He's jealous for. It's like if you look at the book of Acts, what was He jealous for in the book of Acts? That the life of His Son would be seen through His people. That what Christ had begun while He was upon this earth, His church would continue to do and to teach as a testimony to Him. He wants a people that are transformed, conformed into His image. Why does He want us conformed to His image? Because He's jealous for the life of His Son to be seen through His people. He's not just wanting us to have Christ in us, even though He paid a great price for that. But He wants to have Christ expressed through us. This is what He's always desired. That His life would be expressed through His people. If you look back at the history of the nation of Israel, all through the Old Testament, He was jealous for His testimony to shine forth through His people. We know how Israel reached its zenith under David and Solomon. The kingdom was established. There was God's king upon the throne. Under Solomon, the temple was completed. The glory of God came down and dwelt upon this earth. All that He desired at that moment was there and in place. Everything He was jealous for, He was satisfied at that point. He had a visible testimony of Himself upon the earth. Oh, what glory God had. But sadly, we know that because of the sins of Solomon, there was a division in the nation of Israel. The nation was divided, and also they entered a period of spiritual declension. Israel, instead of continuing to be the testimony of the Lord upon this earth, ended up following their own desires, mingling with the people of this world,
跟世上的人来同居的混合在一起了。
Falling in love with the idols of those people.
来拜那些外邦人的偶像。
And declining, getting further and further away from what God's heart and purpose for them was.
越来越偏离神的道路，越来越离神的心远了。
But in God's mercy and His great love for them, He kept speaking to them.
在神的大爱和怜悯里面，他一直来向他们来说话。
He didn't give up on them.
他并没有放弃他们。
No matter how far away they got from Him.
不管神的百姓偏离神有多远。
No matter how far they fell into idolatry.
不管他们陷在偶像的崇拜里面有多深。
He kept crying out to them.
我们的神一直向他们来呼唤。
Trying to draw them back with those cords of love.
神要用他的爱把他们给吸引回来。
The prophet Jeremiah says,
我们的先知耶利米说
Actually, nine times in the prophet of Jeremiah.
在这个先知耶利米书里面有九次提到这件事情。
He says, I've sent my prophets, my servants to you time and time again.
那也主说我把我的先知一直不断地派到你们中间。
But you would not listen.
但是你们不听。
Oh, how, you know, we can look back at Jeremiah and say, why didn't the people of God listen?
我们可以想象说为什么在耶利米的时代神的百姓不听呢
But let's bring it forward to us today.
但是我们现在回到我们这个时代来看。
We hear the word of God.
我们听见神的话了。
Why don't we listen?
为什么我们也不听呢
Do we have ears to hear?
我们有耳朵能听吗
We know a lot of religious phrases.
我们会说很多宗教的词汇。
We have a lot of outward conformity.
我们有外面很多的形式。
But God's after our hearts.
但神要我们的心。
He's wanting a reality within us that expresses His life through His people.
他要我们在里面有个真实的属灵的光景，能够把他的爱，能把生命彰显出来。
Oh, how we're so thankful God and His jealousy. He didn't give up on Israel.
我们是在感谢神，我们的神是一个忌邪的神，他没有放弃我们。
Eventually, we know they were led into captivity.
我们知道在旧约，这些百姓最后被掳了。
But it wasn't for punishment; it was for discipline to wake them up.
这个被掳这件事情并不是神要惩罚他们，这个被掳事情是神借着这个被掳来唤醒他们。
To in love, to woo them back to Himself.
能够让神的百姓再回到神的面前。
And we're thankful for the testimonies that we see through Ezra and Nehemiah of that remnant returning.
我们看见在尼希米在以斯拉时代那些渔民能回到百姓。
He didn't give up on his people.
我们的神没有放弃他的百姓。
He drew them back.
他把他们带回来。
And there were those that responded.
就是那些向着神的呼召有回应的人被带回来。
And had a heart to forsake everything within Babylon.
那些人有一个心愿意来放弃巴比伦的一切，来回到神面前。
To that desolate city of Jerusalem.
来回到那时在荒凉中的耶路撒冷城。
Not for their sake, but for His sake.
不是为了百姓自己的缘故，乃是为了神的缘故，他们回到耶路撒冷。
To be the testimony, to stand for the testimony that He desired.
他们要成为神的见证。
Today, God is shaking in a similar way.
今天神在我们中间也做同样的震动的工作。
And we see how, as we mentioned, Christianity has become so weakened in so many ways.
在今天这个时代，当我们谈到基督教的时候，好像基督教已经非常落在一个非常软弱的光景里面。
And we have to be careful within our hearts.
在我们的心里面，我们需要非常的小心。
When we talk about Christianity being weakened,
当我们说到这个基督教是很软弱的时候
，Christianity being compromised,
我们说基督教已经跟世界妥协了。
Christianity becoming complicated.
基督教已经变得很复杂了。
How does that hit our hearts?
那这个话在我们心里面是有了。
Do we immediately think of others?
到我们是想到说别人是这样关系吗
？Or do we think, Lord, reveal yourself to me?
还是我们对神说，主啊，把这个真实的关系在我们里面显出来。
It is so easy to look at others.
我们很容易的看见别人，还看见别人软弱。
But God is interested in each and every one of us.
但神真的有兴趣的是我们每一个人的关系怎么样
？We have been so blessed.Over the years, we've had so much of the Word of God shared with us.
在过去的年日里面，神借着我们的中间的先知对我们说了这么多的话。
We've had so many dear ones going before us.
我们有这么多亲爱的一些年长的弟兄姊妹们已经离开我们走了。
Are we really the people of God He's called us to be?
我们是神所呼召的那群百姓吗
？And if we're honest,
如果我们对自己诚实
，we just come, we say, Lord, who am I?
我们在神的面前说，主啊，我是谁？
But in His great love,
在他大爱里面
He reaches down,
他伸手来摸我们
And what does He do? How does God raise His people up?
我们的神怎么样能够使他百姓能够站起来呢
He reveals more of His Son to us.
他把他的儿子更多的倾倒
He always wants to bring us back to Christ.
他要把我们带到他儿子耶稣基督的里面
And in these days, He's calling us back to Himself.
在今天，在这个日子，他呼召我们来到他的面前
He shakes His people.
他在他百姓中间做震动的工作。
He doesn't shake his people to punish us.
他震动我们不是要来惩罚我们。
Now, at times there can be some correction that's needed.
但是呢，有一些时候是需要一些校正的工作。
I remember Brother T. Austin Sparks.
我记得是斯帕克弟兄说过这句话。
He was talking about how the Lord uses adversity.
他告诉我们说，神怎样用一些困难的环境。
And the Lord uses adversity in two ways.
神用这些难处用在两种方式。
He uses adversity, as we'll see in the book of Habakkuk.
这个哈巴谷书里面，我们是一个神用难处做的工作的一种方式。
To first awake the people of God up to correct them.
第一种就是能够唤醒神的百姓，用来校正他们。
Getting their attention.
能够使他们有注意力。
But then the second part of that adversity.
第二部分的工作。
Is for the whole matter of recovery and restoration.
就是一个恢复的工作。
Coming back to enjoying the fullness of the blessing of His life.
就是能够回到神的面前，然后来享受神的丰富。
We can be so focused as we go on, as we go on in the Lord.
当我们在主里面与他同行的时候，
sometimes we can get so focused on the outward.
有些时候我们可能很注意外面的事情。
The form of a meeting.
我们聚会的形式。
Why do you do this? You do this, you don't do that.
你为什么这么做？你为什么不那么做呢？
We can gradually lose sight of the main thing.
我们可能慢慢慢慢的失去那个中心的点了。
And what is the main thing?
什么是那个中心的点呢？
The main thing is Him.Christ and Christ alone.
这个中心点就是我们的耶稣基督，就他自己。
His life expressed, as we said, in us and through us.
他的生命要借着我们能够彰显出来。
This is what we see as you see the Lord walking through those churches in Revelation 2 and 3.
当我们在启示录里面看见那个七个教会的时候。
What was He looking for?
我们的主在那里面找什么呢？
There was a simplicity there.
在这里我们看见很简单的事情。
He was simply looking for His life of His Son to be expressed.
他在那里找的就是我们耶稣基督生命自己在那里彰显。
That's what He's calling us today.
这是今天他呼召我们所要来得到的。
And we talk a lot in these days, He's calling us to be the testimony of Jesus.
今天我们讲到说他呼召我们要得到耶稣基督的见证。
The testimony of the life of His Son.
就耶稣基督的生命的见证。
Now what is the testimony of Jesus?
那什么是耶稣基督的见证呢？
You know, sometimes we use these phrases.
很多时候我们说到这个词的时候，
And maybe we can even give a good religious definition.
也许我们可以给一个很好的宗教的定义。
But what is the testimony of Jesus that He's desiring in our life?
但是我们的神在我们的生命中所要得到那个耶稣基督的见证到底是什么呢？
Not just our life individually, but our life corporately together.
不光只是我们个人的生命里面，而是我们团体的这个生命中，他要得到什么呢？
Oh, he has this desire to reveal Himself to us.
他里面有个渴望，要把他的自己更多的彰显在我们中间。
We see the Lord expressing this matter of the testimony of Jesus. He testifies of Himself in Revelation 1.
我们看见说我们的主在启示录第一章里面，他把他的自己启示在我们中间。
And we know in Revelation 1, John was on the Isle of Patmos.
我们看见说在启示录第一章里面，约翰在拔摩海岛上面。
He was a prisoner there.
他在那里是一个坐监的人。
Suffering for the Lord.
在那里为主受苦。
And one day on the Lord's day, he was in the Spirit.
有一天在主日的时候，他在灵里面看见了。
And he was looking across that water back at Ephesus.
他那里透过那个海洋看见了以弗所的教会。
Considering the Lord, remembering Him.
他那里祷告说：“主啊，请你纪念以弗所教会。”
And then he heard this voice.
那里时候他听见个大声音。
And he turns around.
他回头看。
And what does he say?
他看见什么呢？
He said he saw one like the Son of Man.
他看见那里有一个活的，有个人子是活着的。
It's interesting. He didn't say, "I saw the Son of Man."
他那里并不只是说我看见人子了。
Because when our Lord Jesus was upon the earth, to John, He was the Son of Man.
因为当主耶稣基督在地上的时候，对约翰来说，他就是人子。
John knew Him very intimately during that time our Lord was upon this earth.
当我们主在地上的时候，我们的使徒约翰是很亲密的知道认识我们的主的。
John knew Him probably more intimately than many of the other apostles.
我们的约翰也许在使徒中间，他是那位与主最亲密的那位。
So he didn't say, "Oh, I saw the Son of Man."
他当然不光只是说，哦，我看见人子了。
But what did he say?
他说什么呢
？I saw one like the Son of Man.
他说我看见那里有大光是人子。
There was something different about our Lord Jesus.
在那里面呢，他看见的人子是不一样的。
He now saw Him as the risen, victorious Lord.
在那里他看见说是个复活的得胜的主。
He what God gave to John.
那里神给约翰一个意象
was a fuller revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是充满了我们主耶稣基督的这个启示的意象。
He had known Him so much.
他已经认识我们的主。
He followed Him.
他已经跟随我们的主。
He lived His whole life, over 90 years for Him. We would think John knew the fullness of Christ. But then when he turned and saw him, saw there was something different about him. And he saw that there was a glory there. There was a victorious life there. And he fell at his feet as dead. That greater revelation of Christ brought John to his knees. The Lord Jesus, he's always wanting to reveal himself to us in a fuller way. Let's ask ourselves, when was the last time we saw Christ in such a way that we fell on our feet, fell at our knees? When was the last time we saw him and we fell flat before him? And I'm not talking necessarily physically. It might be that, but I'm talking about within our hearts, falling down before him in the spirit of worship and adoration. Or have we become contented with him? Contented with our experience of him. Contented with our knowledge of him. And have we just settled down? There's so much more this jealous God wants to reveal his Son to us. As long as we're upon this earth, there will always be a fuller and greater revelation of Christ for us to enter into. We know the culmination of that will be in the future in the kingdom. But still today, there's so much more of those unsearchable riches he wants us to see. Sadly, in Christianity today, so many believers are content to live a religious life. Because when you look at the evil of the world, if we live somewhat a religious life, we can get a false security. Because we think we're doing so good. But what is our standard? Who do we compare ourselves to? Are we comparing ourselves to the world? Or are we comparing ourselves to Christ? You know, we can think that we're pretty good. We can think we're washed white as snow. But as you look at the world, you see such a blackness that when we look at ourselves, oh, look how white I am compared to the world. But then when you compare yourselves to Christ, he is the beautiful white glory. The whiteness that we thought was so beautiful. The cleanness that we thought we were so pure. It's an ugly gray. What is our standard? He's wanting us to come back to himself. And would that we be those that are falling in love with him more and more. This is what he's calling us to. What is this testimony of Jesus that we were desiring to enter into? As we mentioned, if you look at Revelation 1, verses 17 and 18, this is what Jesus testifies of himself. And listen to his own words.
他自己说,
you know, a testimony is what is real to that person. He's testifying of who he is. And John sees him. If we look at in Revelation 1, starting in verse 17,
启示录第一章第十七节,
he said, "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as a dead man." And he laid his hand upon me, saying,
他用右手按着我说,
"Do not be afraid.
不要惧怕。
It's interesting. Whenever an angel of God or the Lord appears,
很有意思的事情，当这个神的天使显现的时候，
He understands us so well.
他很明白我们。
And they always say, don't be afraid.
他们常常跟我们说，不要害怕。
The angel appeared to Mary.
那个当天使向玛丽显现的时候，
don't be afraid, Mary.
玛丽不要害怕。
All throughout Scripture, when these angels are appearing,
在整个圣经里面，每次天使显现，
it says, don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
And to me, that is so wonderful.
对我们来讲说是何等美好的事情。
Because it shows how much God knows us and understands.
因为这里让我们看见说，我们的神是何等的明白，何等了解我们。
Because like when God is appearing here to John,
在这里我们看见说，当神向约翰显现的时候，
what, he's falling, he's dead.
他在那里扑倒在地，像死了一样。
But God raises him up.
但神用右手把他扶起来。
And says, behold my son.
跟他说，看哪，我的儿子。
And this is what Jesus says to him.
这是耶稣对他所说的话。
I am the first and the last.
我是首先的，我是幕后的。
I am the living one.
又是那存活的。
I was dead and behold, I'm alive forevermore.
我曾死过，现在又活了，是活到永远。
I have the keys of death and Hades.
并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
There's a threefold revelation of who Jesus is here.
这里我们看见主耶稣基督给我们有三重的启示。
He's the first and the last.
他是首先的，也是幕后的。
He's the all-inclusive one.
他是那位包括万有的一切。
Everything in life, He's inclusive of everything.
他的生命包括一切。
He's the very first thing.
他是首先的。
He's the very last thing that we desire.
他也是在幕后的。
And everything in between.
包括从起先到幕后的一切都是他的。
It's not like He's first and we're second.
而不是说他是第一，我们是第二。No,
He is everything.
他是所有的一切。Christ
is, and we have to be honest. Let's be honest with ourselves.
我们需要对自己诚实。Is
Christ everything to us?
对我们来讲说，基督是一切吗？
I don't think any of us can say yes to that, absolutely.
可能没有人能够对这句话能够肯定的说耶稣是一切。But
what we can say,
但我们可以说的是,
Lord, I desire that you would be everything to me.
我们可以对主说，主啊，我愿意说你要成为我的一切。
Search my heart.
主啊，你在我里面来检查我的心。
Bring me into that fuller revelation of yourself.
你把我带进那个完全的启示里面。
He says, I am the living one.
他这里说我是那全活的。
It's His life.
是他的生命。
His life is what we're after.
是他的生命是我们所追求的。
His very character and nature formed in us.
他的生命就在我们里面成我们的性格。
His life is all sufficient for everything. Every challenge that we face, His life is sufficient. Then He says, I was dead and now I'm alive.
他说,
I have the keys of death and Hades. And what He's saying here simply is, I'm the all-victorious one. He went into death.
他去,
and He conquered everything. When we talk about the testimony of Jesus, let's not make it some religious thing. But we see how very practical it can be in our life. Because it's testifying of Him. Testifies of who He is. He's everything in our life. He's the all-sufficient one in our life. He's the all-victorious one in our life. And He's desiring for to express that in us. His very character and nature living within us. This is what He's desiring. And not only is He desiring it individually, but He's desiring that to also corporately. That His very life could be expressed through the people of God. This is what He was jealous for in the days of Habakkuk.
这是哈巴谷的时代,
this is what He's jealous for now. when we talk about His life being expressed through His people, what are we really talking about? We're talking about Him, one's being able to see the life of Christ lived out through us. Not just something that comes on our lips. But seeing in a living way his life come forth. I love the story in the book of Acts about how the ones went to Antioch.
我在使徒行传里面有个故事，就是当使徒们在安提阿的时候。
Because we know in Antioch, that's where they were first called Christians.
因为安提阿就是人，就是信徒被称为基督徒的开始。And
who called these ones Christians?
那是谁叫这些安提阿的信徒是基督徒的？
It was the unbelievers. It was the world that said, "Oh, there's something about Christ in these ones."
是那些基督徒，是那些外邦的，是那些世界上的人，不信主的人，他们看见这帮人说，哦，有一个基督的生命在你们这里面。
Why was that?
那是什么呢？
Because as they looked at these ones, they saw a new way. They had a new life within them.
当他们看见这帮信徒的时候，他们看见一个新的生命在他们中间。
There was a new way of living for them.
他们看见一个有新的生活方式。
They had known these people. They had been their neighbors. They worked with them. They went to school together. They shopped at the same places. They had din sun together every Saturday. They were really close. That was a joke, actually, just to see if you would catch it. Okay. So I have to test to make sure people are awake at times. Okay. But we see they knew these people. But then within these people, they started to see some changes. This one who used to cuss every other word. All of a sudden his mouth was cleansed. These ones who used to run around, the husband was unfaithful to his wife. All of a sudden, he was loving his wife.
但突然之间，那个丈夫变得非常爱他的妻子。
His wife was caring for her husband.
然后妻子的话呢，也来照顾他的丈夫。
They were loving their children.
他们一同来爱他们的孩子。
The home had a different atmosphere.
他们整个家的环境，这个空气都不一样了。
The idols that were there were gone.
本来他们是拜偶像的，现在偶像不见了。
What they saw was a changed life.
他们所看见的是个生命的改变。
It wasn't just that they talked about Christ.
不光只是听见他们谈基督。
It wasn't that they just went to meetings.
不光只是说他们在那里聚会而已。
Even though that was very important.
虽然聚会非常重要。
But they saw lives that were changed.
但是他们看见他们生命改变。
They saw Christ expressed through them.
他们看见说基督的生命借着他们能够彰显出来。
This is what we're desiring today.
这就是这个时代我们的神所要的见证。
The world is, in many ways, Christianity has done a horrible public relations display. I mean, what? I don't know. We haven't handled the public relations of Christianity very well. We've misrepresented so badly. What are we known as?
我们被认为什么呢?
Instead of ones that love, we're known as ones who hate.
本来我们是应该被世界上的人看为我们是一个群爱的人，可是世界上的人现在对我们的印象好像是有点混。The
ones are watching.
那世界在看。
You might say you're a Christian with your mouth.
你也许可以用你的嘴巴来说你是个基督徒。
But what do they see in our life?
他们在我们的生命中到底看见什么呢?
If they see us loving the unlovely.
他们看见我们如果是爱那些不可爱的人。
If they see us caring for ones.
他如果看见我们是来照顾那些需要照顾的人。
They see lives that are changed.
他们看见我们有很多的改变。
They see his life being expressed.
看见我们基督的生命在我们中间来彰显出来。
And this is what God is jealous for.
这是我们神所要的。And
God has always been looking for ones like this.
神一直在寻找这样的见证。
When God finds ones whose hearts are towards him,
当神在我们中间找到一个人，他的心是向着神的时候，
God reacts.
神就来做工。
And he reacts strongly.
神就来强烈地作用在这个人心里面。
In 2 Chronicles, it talks about this.
在历代之下就讲到这些事情。
Because it talks about, this is one of those scriptures where the kind of the curtain of heaven is opened up.
在这里讲到说好像天的这个门打开了。
In 2 Chronicles 16:9,
这里讲到说历代之下，
it says the eyes of the Lord move to and fro.
这里讲到说这个眼目打开了。
And what's he doing?
那你看见什么呢？
He's looking to, he has a desire to strongly support those whose heart is completely his.
那里提到说，耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能帮助向他心全诚实的人。
When he finds someone whose heart is toward him,
当他看见这样的人的时候，
it doesn't just say he'll support him.
他并不过只是说我来扶持你。
It doesn't just say he'll come alongside and help him.
他
But it says he'll come along and he'll strongly support him. And this is what he does to Habakkuk in the days that he's living in. God, through his jealousy, he continues to send ones to his people. In his love throughout that, as the nation of Israel had declined. As we said, over and over he sent his prophets. He loved them so much he had to continue speaking to them. And the prophets were standing in the gap between disaster and God, and the survival of the people of God. Toward the end of the, before the people went into captivity, God raised up three prophets. There was a Jeremiah, a Habakkuk, and a Zephaniah. And there were many others that God had sent. But what does God say about how the prophets were received? If you look at the end of 2 Chronicles, in chapter
36,
there's a verse there that is so convicting. In chapter 2 Chronicles 36, verse 15, it says, "The Lord, the God of their fathers, sent word to them again and again by his messengers, because he had compassion on his people and his dwelling place." How did the people respond? If you look at verse 16, it says, "But they continually mocked the messengers of God, despised his words, scoffed at his prophets, until the wrath of God arose against his people, and there was no remedy." It was tragic of what happened to the nation of Israel. But how about us in relation to God's word today? Look what they did. They mocked the messengers of God. How do we treat God's messengers? It says they despised his word.
Again,
scoffed at the prophets. They rejected the word of God. You know, sometimes, brothers and sisters, as we can hear so much about the word of God, that we can unconsciously think we're experts. And we can sit and listen to somebody sharing. Or maybe we're taking in a podcast of somebody. And what are we doing? We're sitting there like connoisseurs. Evaluating how they're sharing. Evaluating how they presented this or presented that. Now we need to have discernment, yes. But there's a way, there's a hard attitude of receiving from God. All that he has. And this is how, in the midst of all of this tragedy of Israel, the Lord raised up one like Habakkuk. Now, who was Habakkuk? You thought I'd never get to Habakkuk, right? We're getting there. But we don't know anything about him. We don't know how old he was. We don't know his family heritage, his family tree. Actually, some think he might have been of the Levitical family. Because at the very end of Habakkuk, he uses this little phrase for the choir director on stringed instruments.
And
that was the function, one of the functions of the Levites.
They
were in charge of the music within the temple.
So
he might have been that, one of them.
We're
not even exactly sure when he lived. Some of the prophets, it says that the burden of the Lord came to him during Hezekiah's time or Uzziah's time. We don't know when he lived. But most agree it was toward the end of right before Judah was taken into captivity.
And it
was also when that dreaded people, the Chaldeans, were starting to gain some power. They weren't yet a world power. But they were getting there. We don't know the length of time of this book. We can be deceived. We sit down, we read three little chapters.
Take
just a few minutes to read. But we don't know the length of time, whether it was months or even years. But one of the things we start to see about Habakkuk is that he's different from many of the other prophets. Because within Habakkuk, we see a dialogue between Habakkuk and God.
There's
a similarity with him and Malachi, because we know that there was a dialogue between the Lord and Malachi. Actually, it was God who was doing all the talking. In Malachi. He knew what Malachi's heart and the people were saying. And also there's some similarities between Habakkuk and Jeremiah. Because Habakkuk asked many questions. And as you look through Jeremiah was asking many questions. But one of the big differences we see between Habakkuk and the other prophets, the other prophets were speaking about events of what was going on and what was going to happen. But actually the prophet of Habakkuk, as we look at this book, it's really a spiritual exercise, a wrestling of what's going on within his life. It's a personal testimony of how God worked within him to bring him through a day of crisis. He had some questions. And he went to God. God answered his questions. And he would ask again. Sometimes God didn't even answer his question. But we see within Habakkuk there was a transformation going on. And it could be encouraging to us. Because there was many things that he didn't understand. But there was one thing he knew. He knew the Lord. And that was his motivating thing, because the one he knew, things were going on that didn't line up with the character of God. As Habakkuk thought the character of God was. So there's an expansion. Habakkuk sees God in a fuller and greater way as he goes through this process. And that's encouraging for us. Because we all have questions about God. We don't understand some things. Praise God, Habakkuk just didn't quit and go home. When he didn't understand something about God, he wrestled through it. And that's actually one of the definitions of his name. Nobody's exactly sure what his name means.
The two most
probable ones.
但是呢,
one, it means that Habakkuk means to be a wrestler. Because he wrestling, as you look in this book, he's wrestling with God. He has a sincerity of heart, and he's wrestling through to come through to find the fullness of God. There's another definition of his name. It means the one who is embraced. Because Habakkuk embraced God. And God embraced him. And God encouraged him. And then Habakkuk was able to embrace the people of God. To encourage him. One of the things we will see in Habakkuk. Habakkuk had a heart for God's purpose. He was concerned about God's testimony upon the earth. In this time of declension and confusion, he wanted ones to clearly understand who God was. And as we said, Habakkuk, it's a personal wrestling through to find out what God is doing. But it really wasn't for the sake of Habakkuk. It was for the people of God. His main burden was for the testimony of God upon his earth at this time. He had a heartfelt love for what the people of God were having to go through. In that backsliding, weakened condition. How they, even, as I said, he's prophesying to Judah. And sadly, even though Israel, the northern kingdom, was taken into captivity, Judah didn't wake up and repent. They kept going their own way. God had shown how he brought Assyria down and he captured that northern kingdom. You would think Judah would wake up, wow, we don't want to end up like that. But sadly, they just continue on their own way. But God in His love didn't give up on His people. And Habakkuk takes up this burden that he has. The burden for the people of God. And we see, as we look at the first part of Habakkuk, you'll see a great cry from his heart. We're not sure how long he's been praying, but it's probably been a while. But he was being very faithful in the conditions that he found himself in. He was exercising his heart during a time of trial. He saw the condition of the people of God. And he falls on his face in prayer and supplication for those people. He's crying out to God for them. How about us today? As we look around, as we see our condition, we see the people of God's condition. How does it affect us? Do we fall down before Him and say, Lord, be merciful? Lord, recover your testimony. Or do we just look down and judge Him? And our self-righteousness. Or maybe we just grumble and complain about them. Or we just say they're too hopeless, they're too gone. Thank the Lord, Habakkuk, even though he had nothing to encourage him about the people of God, as he looked around at the people of God, he just saw dismay and sadness of heart. He had something, he knew something about God that caused him to not give up on the people. He didn't say, well, I'm going to walk straight with God. I'll be okay.
他并没有说，那我自己管我自己就行了，我跟神同行。
But as he looked at the condition of the people of God,
但是他看见神的百姓的光景的时候,
it broke his heart. He fell down and was crying before God. When was the last time we fell before God for the people, for his people? Do we just think that we let others go? There's no hope for them. Now in this last hour, God needs to raise up true intercessors for his people.
这个幕后的时代,
those two or three gathered together in his name.
只有两三个人分他的名聚集,
one of the most, I have to say this carefully. One of the most increasingly important meetings we have.
我要很仔细地说这句话, 在我们中间是, 哪一个聚会是最重要, 越来越重要的聚会呢?
Is the prayer meeting.
是祷告聚会。
Now, why do I say increasingly important? Because if we really see the condition of this world, the condition of the church today, if God gives us a true conviction of the conditions of this hour, we can't help but come and gather for prayer. Sadly, the prayer meeting ends up being so neglected.
但是很难过的话呢,
but in this hour, it's one of the greatest needs of the church.
但在幕后的时刻,
that we would, the Lord could reprioritize our lives. Within our minds, we have a certain way of approaching various meetings.
在我们的心思里面,
we have mandatory meetings and optional meetings. Sadly, within Christianity, for many years, the prayer meeting has been an optional meeting. I realize within some lives, within families, work situations, whatever, everybody can't be there. So I'm not trying to be legalistic or put something on you.
我们知道在现实生活中间，因着家庭、因着工作，不是每一个人都可以参加祷告聚会。
But would even though we can't be at a prayer meeting, is our hearts there?
虽然我们也许不能够来到每一次的祷告聚会，但是我们的
Are we making every effort we can to be there, to join together, to stand for His testimony, to stand for His people in this hour?
但我们有没有尽最大的努力，我们来参加，尽可能参加祷告聚会，跟我们神的百姓在一起，来为神的百姓代求。
This is what Habakkuk had. He was captured. And so we see as we come to this book of Habakkuk, we're not just doing an academic study, but we're looking at it to learn some lessons to encourage us for the days we're living in. So as we come to Habakkuk, I'd like for us to read the first verses of that book and the last verses. So we could turn to Habakkuk chapter 1. We'll read verses 1 through 4. And then we'll read the last verses in chapter
3.
And just what you'll note is a great contrast. Habakkuk 1. Now as you read these verses, think about the days we're living in. We're saying Habakkuk is very relative to these days. Look at what he's going through. Do they sound so familiar to our days? Habakkuk 1:1. The oracle which Habakkuk the prophet saw. How long, O God, O Lord, will I call for help?
他说,耶和华啊,我呼求你,你不应允,要到几时呢?
And thou wilt not hear.
你不应允,要到几时呢?
I cry out to thee violence.
我因强暴哀求你,
yet thou dostn't save.
你还不拯救,
why dost thou make me see iniquity?
你为何使我看见罪孽?
Cause me to look on wickedness.
你为何看着奸恶而不理呢?
Yes, destruction and violence are before me. Strife exists, contention rises. Therefore the law is ignored. Justice is never upheld. For the wicked surround the righteous. Therefore, justice comes out perverted. Isn't that a summary of the days we're living in? We can see it so blatantly in the world. But tragically, much of that has penetrated the church also. And then look over at the end of the book. Habakkuk chapter 3.
第三章,
starting at verse 17.
17节,
though the fig tree should not blossom,
虽然无花果树不发旺,
there be no fruit on the vines,
葡萄树也不结果,
the yield of the olive should fail,
橄榄树也不效力,
the fields produce no food,
田地不出粮食,
though the flock should be cut off from the fold, there be no cattle in the stalls. Sounds like things are just getting worse and worse. Circumstances haven't gotten better. Circumstances are getting worse. But what is Habakkuk's response? Yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength.
主耶和华是我的力量,
He has made my feet like hinds' feet.
他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄,
makes me walk on the high places.
又使我稳行在高处,
with the choir director on my stringed instruments.
这歌教育灵长用丝弦的乐器,
what has changed?
什么东西改变呢?
The circumstances haven't changed.
这个环境没有改变,
as we said, they're actually getting worse.
这环境其实更糟糕了,
so what has changed?
那什么改变呢?
How was it brought about?
这个怎么改变的?
The answer to that will greatly encourage us.
这个回答是非常会激励我们的,
and I'm not going to tell you tonight.
今天晚上我不告诉你,
you have to come back tomorrow for that.
所以你明天还要来听,
some way I've got to get you to come in the morning. So.
我希望大家明天再来听,
okay. If you look at those first verses there in Habakkuk 1,
当你看见这个第一章的四节的时候,
just think about them.
你想想他们,
you know, it says, he's crying out about the violence.
他这里因强暴呼求,
and we see violence all over the world today. We see violence in our cities, in our communities, in ways we've never seen before.
在这个强暴的话呢,
he says, you make me see iniquity. You cause me to look at wickedness.
好吧,我这里说,你为何使我看见罪孽,你为何看着奸恶不理呢?
As you go out every day, all you see is wickedness and violence.
当你每天的生活中间,你出去的时候,你看见的就强暴,看见的罪孽,看见的奸恶。
If you turn on the TV, or you watch, if you stream something on the computer or your phone, what do you see? Wickedness, iniquity.
当你打开电视,在你的手机上,电脑上面看着视频的时候,
destruction, violence, right in front of us.
看见的暴力,看见的摧毁。
Strife, contention arising.
你看见的争端,看见相斗的事情。
I mean, there's always some kind of, people can get strife and contention about things you never even think are important.
人们为这些相争相斗的事情的话,是非常小的,
but all of a sudden they make this huge mountain out of something.
可是突然他们把这个事情变得很大,
listen to verse 4.
我们看第四节,
the law is ignored.
律法放松,
justice is never upheld.
公理也不显明,
that's what's going on so often today.
这就是这个时代经常发生的事情,
wicked surround the righteous,
这义人,
and justice comes out perverted.
公理显然颠倒,
if that is not a description of today, I don't know what is. This is one of the reasons Habakkuk was so relevant for today. And as we said, sadly, even within the church, we see much of this coming in. Strife, contention, divisions, things just occurring in the name of man and not in the name of God. It's interesting how in Ecclesiastes, when it talked about evil, it's an interesting verse. Probably not people's most popular or one that comes to your mind like that.
But it's
in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11.
传道书第八章第七节,
and it speaks about what happens when you don't deal with evil.
那里提到说，当你不来对付这个邪恶的时候，会发生什么事情？
It says because the sentence against an evil deed is not executed quickly, therefore the hearts of the sons of men among them are given more fully to do evil.
传道书8章11节，因为断定居民不立刻施行，所以世人满心作恶。
If you ignore evil,
如果你这个忽略罪恶,
within the heart of man, it's just going to grow greater and greater.
那么世人就会满心作恶。
And we see how within a permissive society, evil is growing.
我们看见说在这现代这个世界讲匡龙这个罪恶正在越来越多。
And within a permissive evil society, it redefines what is evil.
在这个现在这个时代里面的话呢，这个邪恶被重新定义了。
It calls wrong right and right wrong.
他们把对的叫做错的，把错的叫对的。
Even creeping into the church.
而且这些说法也经常在教会里面来。
Just think about it.
我们想想看。
Many years ago, it was called adultery.
许多年前，我们知道奸淫是什么事情。
Now what do we call it today?
那么今天叫它什么呢？
Well, they just had an affair.
他们只是说他们有一些这个关系。
You know, it sounds so much nicer.
好像他们有一些这个，好像是。
Within the whole LGBTQAI plus community.
以前的话管同性恋他们叫什么呢？
You get all those? That's okay. Forget it. What do we call alternative lifestyle?
那以前的话，比如说是同性恋啊，
abortion,
这个病啊，现在的话我们就是
personal
choice，以前的话，比如说像堕胎，
pornography,
还是奸淫，
we call it freedom of expression.
现在的话，比如说自由的表达，
murder and violence, everything that goes on.
像这个谋杀还罪恶，
it's just social inequities.
现在的话，我们用另外的词叫做社会不公义来对待。
And what used to be called riots,
那以前的话叫暴乱，暴乱，
or just peaceful protest.
现在的话叫做和平抗议。
We see the whole redefining of what's right and what's wrong.
我们看见说，现在很多邪恶的事情被重新包装，重新定义成好的事情。
This is why Habakkuk is so relevant for us.
所以为什么说哈巴谷书对我们这个时代非常非常的相关。
And as you look at Habakkuk, we're going to look at each chapter.
你来看这个哈巴谷书，我们这次的话，
And the chapters can kind of serve as an outline.
每一章的话呢，就是一个不同的单元。In
chapter 1, you see the anxiety of faith.
在第一章里面呢，我们看见说，这里面有个焦虑。In
chapter 2, you see the assurance of faith.
那第二章里面看见对信心的一个再确认。In
chapter 3, you see the ascendancy of faith.
最后一章里面我看见说信心的提升。Others
have broken it down different ways.
那其他几章的人可能会有不同的。Some
say chapter 1 is the burden.
有一些说第一章的话讲到负担。
2 is the vision.
你的第二章讲到说意象。
And 3 is worship.
然后第三章讲到敬拜。
However we want to divide it, we will see within this book a great contrast between the beginning and the end.
那不管你怎么分这个章，但是你看见说在前面开始的时候跟后面有一个很强烈的对比。
And the why of that is the great lesson we have.
那为什么会有这强烈的对比呢？这就是我们今天要学习的功课。
So as we get into the anxiety of faith,
我们第一个我们先来看这个对信心的这个焦虑。
As we mentioned, look at verses 2 and 3 again.
我们再看第二节和第三节。
This cry of despair.
这里在绝望中的呼求。
How long, O Lord, will I call for help, and thou wilt not hear? I cry out to thee, violence, yet thou dost not save. Why dost thou make me see iniquity and cause me to look on wickedness?
耶和华，我呼求你，你不应，要到几时呢？我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救？你为何使我看见罪孽？你为何看着奸恶不理呢？
What a crying out from his heart.
这是一个何等的呼求，从先知哈巴谷的里面出来。
So the first thing we want to see here within Habakkuk is his faith.
第一个我们看见的就是哈巴谷的信心。
Because some people say that the lesson in the book of Habakkuk was to teach Habakkuk faith.
有些人说这个哈巴谷书 第一章里面是要神要教导哈巴谷信心的功课。
Habakkuk didn't have any faith, so God wanted to teach him faith.
说哈巴谷没有信心，神要来教哈巴谷信心。
It's actually just the opposite.
但实际上是相反的。
Habakkuk had faith in God.
哈巴谷对神有信心。
He had faith in who God was.
他有信心，他知道神是怎样的一位神。
He had no doubt about who God was or the nature of God.
他对神的性情根本没有怀疑。
But because he has faith, he says much anxiety because of the circumstances. If he didn't have faith, he wouldn't have these expectations of God. He wouldn't question God on why certain things are going on. Ones who don't have faith never have these problems. He knows who God is. But he questions, he doesn't understand God's way. He doesn't understand how this and it's causing his faith to waver. It's creating a great anxiety within him. We can be like that in these days. We're asking God to intervene. Do this, do that. He doesn't do anything. And it can discourage us. We can quit and give up. But he's working in ways that we don't understand. And he's trying to wake us up. That we could come into a fuller and greater understanding of his ways. You know, as we think about all of what's been going on in the days we're living in, we have many things we don't understand. We see wars in the Ukraine and Russia. War in Israel. Natural disasters growing. Famines through much of Africa. Over and over, you see so much going on that we don't understand. But how much time do we spend inquiring of God about it? What, Lord, what are you trying to say to the church in all this? Because we know in the last days all these many things will be going on. And he wants us to look up. Fix our eyes upon him. But are we in a spirit of inquiry? Lord, what are you trying to say to us in this hour? And sometimes, as we see in Habakkuk, God works in ways that initially we don't understand. You know, we're not alone in this. If you look at the book of Acts, the apostles went through this. What did the Lord tell the apostles? He told them after that Spirit came upon them. They were to go out from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the ends of the world declaring that gospel. To be his witnesses. So what did they do? They stayed in Jerusalem. There was a great blessing there. They didn't all scatter and go out. At first they stayed right there in Jerusalem. Enjoying the blessing, enjoying all the fellowship, enjoying all the riches of Christ. So what did God do? He sent persecution upon them. He drove them out of Jerusalem. I always wonder what they were praying at their prayer meetings. God is driving them out through persecution. What are they praying? Lord, we're binding the enemy in the name of Jesus against this persecution. Stop this persecution. They didn't understand God's ways. He was doing something. And he was showing them more of himself. But what's the test? As God drove them out through this persecution, what was the wonderful testimony? If you look over at the end of chapter 9, it talks about how the church throughout all Judea, Galilee, Samaria, enjoyed peace. Being built up in the Lord. And continuing to increase. In times of crisis, brothers and sisters, it's a wonderful opportunity for us to learn more and more of God's ways. The days we're living in, they're actually days of training. God is preparing us for what's ahead. And if sometimes we can think we have it so difficult. I went by the coffee shop today. They didn't have any chocolate. I couldn't have my mocha. Oh, the day is ruined. Life is tough. I know, particularly in Seattle, with all your coffee shops. The things we think are tragedies today. My hair is so frizzy. My particular shoes, the ones I want to wear, they were too dirty. The tragedies of life. We've all turned into snowflakes. We can't put up with what's going on. But this is simply basic training. Again, you might I love the prophet Jeremiah. And he speaks of a time like this. He's talking about how we're getting trained. In Jeremiah 12, verse 5, he says, if you simply are running with the footmen and they tire you out, how are you going to compete with the horses? If you fall down during a time of peace, what are you going to do when the Jordan overflows? We're in the days of footmen. If we can't stay up with that, how about when the intensity of those horses come roaring through? This is what Habakkuk is trying to teach us. Preparing us for what's ahead. In this dialogue we see with Habakkuk, we see one who has Habakkuk has a great relationship with the Lord. And we see how he has an honest, intimate conversation with God. One of the things that blesses me so much about Habakkuk is we see one who has, I'm going to call it, shadowless communion. There's nothing between them. Habakkuk is very free to share his heart, his questions with the Lord. And if you understand what I'm saying, he very respectfully argues with God. Because he's a servant of God. And he's perplexed by what his master is doing. And this is what God desires from all of us. This relationship that we see. So as we go into this book, and we'll stop here for tonight, we may the Lord open our eyes to really encourage us to see one who to help us relate in a great way to this book. And to strengthen us for the days that we're living in. So much we don't know what's going on. Many situations we don't know how to handle. So often we don't know how to handle something and we handle it in ourselves. Instead of that, Lord, how do you want this handled? So may we have teachable hearts. I love in Psalm 73. The psalmist said he didn't understand why the wicked were prospering. The righteous were suffering. And he said, I pondered, I desired to understand all this. It was very troublesome to me. But then I came into the sanctuary of God. And I perceived their end. He went into the presence of the Lord. He fixed his eyes upon him. And the Lord showed him what was going on. The Lord does this with Habakkuk. He shows him what's going on. The Lord wants to show and reveal His heart to each and every one of us. May we offer our hearts to Him. that he could speak to us. Lord, we come to you this weekend.
主, 这个周末来到你面前,
Lord, with a desperate cry within our heart. As we see the days we're in, we know we can only make it through you and you alone.
我们知道我们只有靠着你，我们才能够过每一天的生活。
We pray, Lord, you would use these times
主, 我们祷告你来使用这段时间,
to enlighten each one of our hearts
来启示我们心中,
that we could truly, in a very simple way,
让我们能够真实地能看见你,
be the people of God you're calling us to be
让我们成为你要我们成为那个神的百姓的见证,
for your glory,
为了你的荣耀,
for your honor,
为了你自己的尊贵,
and for your blessing.
为了你自己的祝福,
Thy name we pray. Amen.
奉你的名祷告, Amen. Amen.